seated, won't you? Good morning. There was a scene, and I can't get the exact movie, but there's a scene in a movie that I kind of always remember when I think about forgiveness. And the scene goes something like this. There's a Catholic priest who's there with a police officer, and he's just finished hearing all of the confessions of a bunch of second or third graders who are getting ready for First Communion. So he's heard the first confessions. And he's there talking with the police officer, and he says, you know, we've really got a serious problem. And the police officer says, what's that? He says, we've had a rash of stolen footballs and people being pushed down on the playground. That's what the kids confessed. It's not that funny, by the way. You were thinking it's a joke, right? But the point is that sometimes I think when we're children and when we're learning in Sunday school and other places, we learn that forgiveness is saying sorry for something really small. In other words, we say we're sorry, which is a way of asking for forgiveness, and then we are to receive forgiveness for something that's really just kind of not that big of a deal. And I think when we encounter the scriptures that we hear, like today, the story of David and Nathan and the story of Uriah and Bathsheba, we hear this particular story, we might really can't put it in the same category as just saying you're sorry for something trivial. Rather, forgiveness is one of the most difficult spiritual tasks, both to ask for forgiveness, to offer forgiveness, and also to receive forgiveness. In the first lesson we had for today, you're sort of watching episode 3. It's as if you started a TV series and you didn't quite get it at the beginning. At the earlier chapter of the story, Uriah is a great soldier and he's sent out to battle. And David is keen on Bathsheba. And so what he does is he puts Uriah out into battle and then pulls the troops back so that Uriah suffers. And in that, David is able then to marry Bathsheba because he wanted that. And so that's the first part of the story that we kind of missed for today, and that is when you hear this story of, you know, the rich guy who has lots of flocks and lots of beasts and animals, and then some poor guy who all he has is one little ewe, one little thing. And the rich guy comes by and takes that away from him in order to have a meal and to offer sacrifice, taking away his livelihood and his being. And in that story, David is incensed. He says, how could that be? What injustice? And Nathan says, you are that man. Confronting him and saying, you don't get it. God has chosen you. God has made you king. God has put you in the place of spiritual leadership. God has given you so much. And yet, you can't see your own sin. In the gospel, we hear this beautiful story. And how many of you have seen either the movie or heard the musical Jesus Christ Superstar? Anybody? So this particular scene is really made famous in that particular film or musical. It's a scene, and you might remember the song, I Don't Know How to Love Him, is the one of the songs that's particular around this. It's a scene in which Jesus is there, he's dining with his friends and companions, and a woman comes in who is downtrodden and offers care. Washes his feet with her tears, anoints his head with oil, offers him something of gentleness and care. Now there's lots of pieces of the story that we don't always get because our culture, it's not unusual for men and women to keep company together. It's not something that we would think of if unmarried people were to talk or even to shake hands or things like this. But in Jesus' time, for her to touch a man that she's not married to would have been a huge taboo, a big problem. And add to that Jesus is a rabbi, and it becomes an even bigger problem. And then add to that she's offering this anointing and this washing of feet. And it's a shocking moment in the scriptures. Something we might not see. And yet right there, Simon says, how could you? How could you? And Jesus gives that little story of the debtor who owed 500 and one who owed 50, and who would show more love. to say to Simon, you don't get it, just like David didn't get it. She is seeking forgiveness. She is seeking God's grace. And she finds in the person of Jesus that love that she's seeking. And Jesus says to her, your sins are forgiven. What would it be like to be that woman? What would it be like to hear those words if you had struggled your whole life with whatever your life might be? To know that you are forgiven. That you are offered God's grace unconditionally. Maybe you need to forgive someone. Maybe you need to ask for forgiveness from someone else. Or maybe you need to work on that relationship with God and you're just not quite sure if you've been forgiven. It's hard work doing forgiving business. It's a deep challenge to offer authentic forgiveness to others and to receive it as well. I think that story is before us, and it's such a powerful moment in Scripture to be forgiven and to know God's grace. In a few moments, we're going to have four baptisms. Part of a family is going to come up, and we're going to baptize some wonderful boys and their mom. And I think of what God's love really means in this particular moment. And we'll remind ourselves of the story of God brooding over creation, of God giving salvation to Israel, of God offering salvation to us through Jesus Christ. And we'll hear the words of forgiveness and of adoption and of God's infinite love. So maybe when you go out through your week this week, you might ask yourself what you need to forgive or where you need to ask for forgiveness. I don't want you to put too much pressure on yourself and get it all done in 7 days. It really can be a lifelong task. Asking forgiveness for stealing a football is one thing, but asking forgiveness for the hard things that sometimes happen in life might take quite a while. Or to even be willing to forgive others can sometimes be a lifelong task. But here in the service today, that immeasurable love God has for you, that God has already forgiven you, and that God's grace extends fully. Amen.